I like chili.
Who doesn't like chili?
I like chili con carne.
Chili is delicious. Chili is delicious. Thousands of people demonstrating against
the Chile's pension system. Don't demonstrate against Chile, which is a
privatized system. And their pension system. What the pension system is like in the
States, but and in Chile. Okay, that NPR Toppers, by the way, plays way too much.
Does it really?
Yes.
I haven't heard it in a while. This is the first time I've heard it in a while. But
I think this is probably the third time I've heard it.
Third time. All right.
Yeah. Back in 2008. But and it could be a situation of same content, but just different file names or something.
True. I'm still, eventually when I like decide to sit down and really work at it, I'll finish downloading all of the ones that he's published on his website, because I'm tagging that as I'm going along, and then hopefully okay. that will give us a better, you know, a better... content, I guess.
Got it.
Because, yeah, I'm sure half of those just either aren't, may not be tagged right, or who the hell knows, you know?
This is John DeBose, host of Headphone Meditations. You're listening to Shyampa Radio.
The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa.
Hey, Betty here. Alert. I need more digital lubricant. Part number X98321.6.9. Stat, stat.
Stat?
Stat. Error. Error. Alert, alert.
Wow. Poor Betty. Poor Betty. Betty. Our poor Betty just does not. She just doesn't. She just struggles all the time. And hi,
so stressed out.
You are, Betty. You are so stressed out. We asked so much of you from you in the studios. So, hi, this is Anthony in Tampa and No Mas Pantalones.
Hey everybody, it's Joe from Chicago, and no más tampalones.
You're not wearing
Hello,
any tampons?
I am your lovable and Shyampa's finest artificial personality unit, Betty. And you know what? I finally have my own Facebook page. Just search for Betty Wisdom. Oh my butthole is buzzing with excitement for tonight's cast of Episode 82, Parfum Valence, for Monday, March 27th, 2017. Hey, Anthony, how's the weather in Tampa for you Tampanites?
Thanks, Betty.
Welcome, Anthony.
No problem, Anthony.
So before we move on, what is the meaning of this parvulence that you have inflicted us with recently? Because it apparently has become a favorite word of yours.
Well, as you know, I tend to make up words on the fly, especially
yes,
when
do.
I'm stoned. So, and it could represent like a frustration or an exclamation. And parvu valence was something that I came up with after I made those roasted Brussels sprouts.
Aha.
Because they were so good. And I was so stoned.
And you were
and
so
was,
stoned, and they were so
and
good.
And it was like parvu valence.
Parvu valence. There you go. How about that? Oh my goodness. And I'm going to parvovalance ourselves into the weather. Hold on. You know what? It was a bit of a manic Monday today, so...
You'll have to pardon us if we sort of dwaddle in the weather area for a minute.
dwaddle.
And if you're listening and you want to give us a call, you can give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566. Hopefully you'll hear some new delicious quality sounding audio from us because we've kind of changed things up. But we'll talk about that later. Anthony, how's the weather?
Well, I will tell you in just a moment. It's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently partly cloudy and 80 degrees Fahrenheit, 27 for you snowbirds. The humidity is 51%. There's a dew point of 60 degrees and the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, will be partly cloudy with a low around 64. On Tuesday, sunny with a high near 81. Then mostly clear with a low around 64 overnight. Wednesday will be sunny with a high near 83, then mostly clear with a low around 65 overnight. And that's your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay. Back to you, Betty Boopaloop.
Thanks, Anthony. And now for your Chicagoland weather. Take it away, Joe.
Well, thanks, Betty. And from Chicago's Midway International Airport, KMBW, unless you're listening live, it's overcast at 44 degrees, 7 Celsius. Dew point is 41 with a wind chill of 39. From our make-believe Star Trek holodeck, state-of-the-art studios, and from the Emerson Sensei Humidity Action Center, it currently shows us a humidity factor of 45% inside the Chicago studios and 89% right outside the window pane. It's thick pea soup out there. The winds are out of the northeast at 9 miles per hour, and for you pilot types, the visibility is 8 miles. It's even better, though, if you fly way higher. Monday night, expect a 50% chance of showers, cold and windy. On Tuesday, expect gusty winds, mostly cloudy skies, and a high near 43. On Wednesday, expect a gusty, sunny day, with a high near 41.111111. And that's it for your Chicago weather. Back to you.
That's a lot of ones.
Thanks, Joe. Hey, Betty here. Please take some time to listen to the following that we recast here on Shyampa Radio, the World Labor Hour on WRFU, and CPR News hosted by Don DeBar, Toppers with Gil from Boston Free Radio, and Headphone Meditations with John DuBose. By the way, all of the background tracks we use at the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin McLeod. Support this music by visiting incompetech.com. Support your local independent mom and pop's restaurant and shops. And keep it tuned to Shyampa Radio. Pop the balance. Betty out.
Poor Betty.
And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with Talking Point segment A, the
it
2B
sounded
segment.
So different.
Why,
thanks, Betty.
Thanks, Betty. And, well, you know. I've got so many talking points tonight, folks. But get this, Anthony.
What?
Canada may completely legalize marijuana in 2018.
It's time we go to Canada.
Yes. This is from our very own WGNTV.com, Chicago's very own news.
Right.
Canadians should be able to smoke marijuana legally by July 1st, 2018, a senior government official said Monday. Can you believe it?
No, wow. I mean, that's amazing.
How is that? Why are we not there yet?
There's a lot of reasons behind it. Some people want to blame the pharmaceutical industry. Some people want to blame the ever so failing war on drugs and the military industrial complex and the for-profit prisons. The
pharmaceutical industrial complex.
Yes, big drug. Blame big pharma. Yeah, but no, seriously.
Remember when it just used to be Big Brother?
Big Brother.
And that's all you heard. It was just Big Brother. There was never Big This or Big That.
Well, we just
Big League.
We just decided to compartmentalize Big Brother into smaller pieces because at the end of the day, it's all the same people. It's all the same shit doing the shit that they want to do. That kind of, you know, keeps us where we are, and you know, like that.
Yes.
That we have to, that we can't smoke weed legally in the States. Yeah. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ, it's 2017. Well, I almost lost a year there.
The thing is, it has to be a federal, it has to be a nationwide federal.
Oh, no, totally. Totally.
Repeal of prohibition.
Totally. No, and I agree.
This whole states' rights thing is stupid because one state says yes, the neighbor says no, the neighbor gets all testy about it.
And, testy, you know, testy.
Becomes testy, testy.
Yes.
But, you know, but speaking of testy, Anthony, do you believe in emotional intelligence?
Define emotional intelligence.
Well, you know, the social skills that you weren't taught in school, like how to act at a dinner or how to act in public when you're with friends or when you're by yourself or when you go to a restaurant and you have your children with you.
I think a lot of it is learned. I feel that a lot of it is learned. I know a lot of mine has been learned over the years of parochial school and nuns with long, hard rulers that would smack you across the back of the hand if you did something wrong.
That's child abuse now. That's without, today, oh God, that's
you look at a, you look at a child wrong and it's child abuse now. Oh, totally.
Yes.
So what do you have? I assume you have a talking point on emotional intelligence.
Yes, they're starting to measure emotional intelligence. It's relatively new in the field of psychology. And this is from our friends at lifehacker.com. We love Lifehacker. Self-awareness. Self-awareness is an emotion and it involves knowing your own feelings. This includes having an accurate assessment of what you're capable of, when you need help, and what your emotional triggers are.
I see.
So it's kind of like being aware of who you are, and just like, if you know that something is going to trigger you, then maybe you change what you do, or you don't do it, or something. I don't know. It's like that intelligence of being able to sort out the habitually bad stuff from your life, I guess.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, no, okay. I guess that would make sense. So, what is there any type of I don't know, a speculative data on this topic yet?
As far as like research,
yeah,
thing,
you know, what the field of psychology has uncovered so far. Any exciting, you know, breakthroughs in this emotional intelligence endeavor?
Well, you know, that whole thing of meditating, man, they get back to that old age hippie meditate. Meditate, oh, meditate, meditate, meditate. Find your center. Meditate. Yes. Find your center. Now, I prefer to take a toke. But that's me.
That's the same with me.
Now, definitely take a toke for this next little tidbit. Yeah. This is from our friends at Curbed, Chicago.curbed.com. The Chicago metro area sees second straight year of population loss.
Wow.
And we've lost more residents in this metro area than any other metro area in the USA.
Wow. That's kind of scary.
It's sad.
Scary.
It's scary and it's sad.
Wow.
One of the very first things to happen is taxes go up because you have
there's
to
less
pay
people.
For...
Yeah, I know, definitely.
So the rest of us are getting socked with a bunch of bullshit. Now, you know, what would happen like if everybody left the city of Chicago? Now, they're including all of the metro area. So they're including Elgin.
Okay.
Including Naperville.
Okay.
Parts of Indiana. So, you know, that's a pretty large geographic area with a lot of people in it.
That is a lot of people, but, you know, it's, you know, I...
What I can say just as a person of business interest, it's been noticeable.
It has
certain.
Been. Has,
yeah,
has
it has
really
definitely been a noticeable effect. And the way the community has changed to a different kind of residence where you can never really depend on that person coming back.
I see.
And you hope they do. Uh-huh. You try to keep them as best as you can. But so, you know, and here's the thing. They're saying that this is going to continue for quite a bit. And that really sucks.
Do they, are they going to try to do anything to try to stipend or reverse this process? I mean, what do they know what they need to do? Do they have an idea of what's causing this?
You know who it is?
Who is it?
Rahm Emanuel.
Really? That's
and Bruce Rauner.
And Bruce Rauner,
yeah. And Madigan. What's his first name?
Madigan, yeah. That does seem to be the case. Yeah, there's
and potentially Toni Preckwinkle and a few others, I'm sure.
That's a new one I haven't heard of.
Well, she's the Cook County president.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yes, and see, because Cook County is just like this huge magical thing that governs things. It's ridiculous. The city of Chicago, though,
which is funny. When you think about it, it's actually funny because Cook County and the city of Chicago, in a lot of ways, are one and the same. There's very few. There's very little landmass of Cook County that's not incorporated Chicago.
Yes.
Other than that, I would probably say like 98, 99% of Cook County is Chicago.
Yep. Exactly. And so you've got now two governments controlling
one area. Same landmass. Yeah. No. Exactly. So.
But the Cook County government is supposed to have only controlled forest preserves, but they make up so many tax policies.
Apparently they do, yeah. Tell me about it. Wow, amazing.
That's all I got for my little talking points.
Okay, no, that's fine. Yeah, sure, I think I got some talking points myself.
What you got going on over there?
Oh, I had some Facebook rants. I don't know if I feel like really getting into them because, I don't know. One rant I was considering getting into. Oh, and by the way, since we're kind of, you know, what, we're 15 minutes in, and I don't think we've dropped our phone number yet.
Yes, we have.
Have we? Okay, well, let's drop it again because short-term memory eludes me sometimes. Right. if you want to get...
If you want to be a part of this UniQ experience...
Yeah, you can call us 813-327-8566, 813-327-8566. You can also reach us at Chiampa, Chiampa.info, and, of course, Facebook.chiampa.info. So, anywho. So, one of the things, it kind of was all around this whole healthcare, this Trump care thing that has been, you know, been circulating the news sphere, that you can't run away from it. It's kind of like it's like a big turd in the room. No matter where you move in the room, it's there and it's talked about and everyone is staring at it in disgust in some way, shape or form. So, you know, part of it, of course, you know, goes into, I think at one point I was accused online of having blood on my hands because I still didn't kowtow to the Hillary Clinton campaign. God. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, people, you're still into this, huh? And we're like, we should be moving on past this, except the fact that you don't understand.
There's a lot of things going on in this world these days.
Jesus, I know. I know. And then kind of the other thing that kind of gets me from time to time is that's an early warning. I'm like, I have a pop-up, but it's not time yet. I got it. Yeah, maybe I should have some pop-ups too. I need pop-up control. So, you know, the other thing is this whole Trump care, Obamacare, and the Democrat type thing. and the other thing was this whole, well, you've seen lately that the Democrats have been cozying up to George W. Bush, right?
Yes.
Have you noticed that? It's like all of a sudden George Bush has become, you know, who
he's
has
like
been
this lovable teddy bear.
I know.
He's
mean,
kind of like this idiot savant that paints.
Yes, I know. Like Jar Jar, like Jar Jar Binks. So, you know, and that's kind of the funny thing is like, because when you look at it, you're like, oh, wait a second. The Democrats had spent the past, what, eight plus years just you know tearing this man a new asshole. And
he's
now
he's probably sitting around smoking some good shit.
Something. And then now they're all cozy up with him. So I was just like, you know, it's a bunch of hypocrisy. So before we go, because I know we got to start your news soon. So we are going to take, and this is a planned stop on the news wheel, but I want to introduce the news wheel, which I'm going to try to make it as kind of a ongoing theme of random news. So we're gonna spin the wheel here.
Oh boy, what do we got?
I don't know, we're gonna... Oh. Is it Russians? Is it? Oh, it's going again. Oh no! I guess we spun the wheel again. Oh my goodness! It must be the Russians. They've hacked the wheel. Oh, so what is our winning news of the night? Oh my goodness! It just keeps going. Okay, stop. Okay, the wheel is out of control. So Pigman. All right. So have you caught any of this news lately about about this the state representative in Florida? His name is Pigman. Kerry Pigman. He's a Republican from Avon Park, Florida. He was pulled over the other day because he was weaving in and out of traffic as he was driving in traffic. He was pulled over. They gave him a field sobriety test, and his blood alcohol content was almost two times the legal limit at 0.15. He was an emergency medicine physician, and he chairs the health quality subcommittee in the House, and he is a strong opponent of Florida's medical marijuana. And do you know that in this state, they are still trying to find every possible, they're just doing what they can to not let medical marijuana happen in Florida.
Ridiculous.
They're being absolutely ridiculous. It passed with a 72% vote. Jesus, how much more, almost three quarters of the population of the state of Florida approved this. That's overwhelming majority of support. So,
okay. So here's the thing though, when you did the wheel thing three times,
yeah.
When I clicked the winning link, I thought you were going to talk about the glamour model who promised to perform sex act on 19 million voters wants to meet man with bionic penis.
Where the hell did you find that?
Click that link.
I did click the link. I clicked the link, and it's the Tampa Bay Times. And
no, not the Pigman link. Oh. Not that link. The one above. The one below.
Oh,
wheel
winning
SFX.
Link here. Oh, what was that one? Oh, I forgot all about that. Oh, well, okay. We can do that. We'll do that next week. How's that sound? We'll do that next week. I forgot that link was there. I'll have to remember that. All right. Fantastic. So, and with that, I am now going to bring you...
And now...
Joe's
for
news.
The news.
Well, hey, Anthony. Thanks for asking about the news. Get a load of these crazy stories. Shit.
Shit.
Where that little piece went.
Yes. Shit.
Shit. Shit. So, by our friend, our good, dear friend, Ben Hooper of the UPI, a Redditor shared a photo on the social networking site purporting to show an x-ray of an unusual situation. A Monopoly dog swallowed by a real dog.
Huh.
The x-ray image posted to Reddit by user Cranny Blonde shows the unmistakable shape of the Yorkie dog from the classic board game Monopoly. I love Monopoly.
Do you?
Inside the body
of
a dog.
I can't stand the game. I
love it. It's fun. It's fun to like, especially if you create extra special rules, like, or extra special trading, or, you know, you kind of give breaks, or you get emotional.
Get emotional. You piss all over the game board. You call your mother-in-law a fucking whore. You know, yeah. Monopoly is a great family game, let me tell you. Oh my goodness, I've avoided that game like the plague for years.
But no joke, everyone in the vet office was giggling all day because of this. First, because it was a dog. Second, we got a beautiful picture of it. And if you, we'll put the link in the show notes eventually.
Linky,
and
linky,
you'll be able
linky,
to
clicky.
See this for yourself.
There you go.
Said the lucky picture was one of several X-rays taken of the dog.
Huh. Well, yeah. That's that? Okay. Yeah. All right.
So,
yes.
So, ew. You're gonna prepare to throw up a little bit in your mouth.
I don't want
on
to.
On this one. This weirdo anti-LGBT pastor, head of the Harlem-based anti-LGBT hate group, Atla Worldwide Church, has taken a break from relentless anti-sodomite rhetoric and instead turned the focus of his outrageous claims and statements on President Donald Trump, whom he now claims is having sex with White House advisor Kellyanne Conway. taking umbrage with the highly publicized photograph of Kellyanne Conway kneeling on the Oval Office sofa while playing with her phone, Manning said. I simply want to go back to the Kellyanne Conway photo of her sitting on the sofa on her knees with her dress jacked up and her legs wide open, and go away and call her a stringy-headed slut. This is one of the ugliest, vilest things I have ever seen.
That's probably one of the craziest people I've ever heard of. You're kidding me. does he seriously believes this? That's just ridiculous. Yes. That is ridiculous.
But listen to the kid. Okay. Let me finish.
Okay.
Noting that the incident occurred while Trump was meeting with leaders of historically black colleges and universities, Manning continued.
Oh, my goodness.
All them Hamas men are standing there getting erections.
Oh, Jesus.
It shows you the level of demonic sexual demonic spirits, Manning opined about Conway kneeling on the Oval Office furniture. I don't blame Kellyanne Conway for that, Manning said. I blame Tribulation Trump. Because he's a demon, and obviously he's having sex with her, and she just probably feels like I could be like him, like this, around him, because I think he likes me this way. This is the ugliest slut I have ever seen.
Wow.
Which he does have a good point on that. And they're very close, Conway and Trump. This is an ugly, stringy-headed slut. Manning has taken to giving the president the nickname Tribulation Trump, a nod to a futurist view of Christianity which foresees worldwide hardships, disastrous famine, pain, and suffering that will wipe out 75% of all life before the second coming. Yay. Let anyone think that Manning has gone soft with his anti-LGBT sentiment, please take note in the fact that he enthusiastically supported Trump's candidacy until he showed support for the victims of the Pulse nightclub massacre in Orlando. So,
that's
crazy
for you.
Yeah, that's very crazy.
Oh, excuse me. I've got Joey on the popcorn here.
I need a swig of water.
Yeah, me too. Here, let's spin the wheel again. There you go. Our next caller can take a spin on the wheel. 813-327-8566. Our next caller. Call in. You can take a spin on the wheel. You might win something.
Speaking
you may win something.
Of a listener. Ooh.
Nothing exciting, but you might win something.
Yeah. You know, you might win like a pen.
We have pens. You might win a pen. You might win a Dunkin' Donuts gift card or a McDonald's gift card or a, I don't know, something small because, you know, we don't make any money here. But, you know, something like that.
I will send you all of my no-winner Monopoly pieces and you can submit them as second chance.
There you go. You can get Joe's sloppy second Monopoly pieces. And moving right along.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. This is a listener-generated story. Thank you, listener. A UK boxer is making headlines for his knockout bulge, which broke the internet this week, Mirror reports. At a weigh-in before in London last week, David Allen, nicknamed White Rhino, stripped to his underwear as usual in order to show off his muscles and physique. But he gave fans, and basically the entire world, more than they expected when he showed off his massive bulge.
Oh my.
It was so big that even his rival, David Howe, who was also being weighed in, couldn't resist from touching it.
Oh, Jesus.
Unfortunately, Allen planned the stunt, and that is not his real bulge. Taking to Twitter on March 3, the athlete posted a photo of his plan.
No mind.
Nevertheless, the stuffed underwear proved to be lucky because Allen won his match. So that's a good thing, I guess. He kind of outwitted his opponent by showing off a bulge.
I guess so.
He showed off his confidence.
His sock. His whatever.
And guess what? That is it from the Chip Skipper's Featured Stories Archives. Back to you, Anthony.
Oh, wow. That is it. Okay, fantastic. Let me scroll to the appropriate spot in the script here. And we have about a minute and 30 seconds before we actually do go to break. So we
well, I wanted to comment on two different things that I saw on TV today.
Sure, please, go ahead.
LifelineTV.com, which is a service for you to go get checked out completely to make sure you don't have any kind of arterial sclerosis or osteoporosis, or to make sure your heart is in the right position. If you've got like plaque in your veins, they'll be able to tell you.
Yes, you've been watching Buzzer. Yes, I've been seeing that on Buzzer lately.
Now, the next one, PerfectSmile.com. I have to say, when I saw the commercial for this, I just said, you know what? Just go to a fucking dentist and get those teeth fixed.
Well, see, they're expensive, and chiclets fall out too easily.
And, you know, they'll work on plans for you.
That's true, they will.
So, you know.
Go to Aspen Dental. They'll work out a payment plan for you.
But, you know, because at some point in your life, you're not going to always have that thing in.
No.
You're going to have to be honest with your partner. You've got some fucking nasty ass
You got some jacked up teeth.
Especially the breath.
Especially the breath, exactly. Well, thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this unique on air with an E? Smells like a W. Outer looped. Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Universally shunned GMO packed kid unfriendly streaming experience. Well, you can visit Chiampa, chiampa.info to find out how. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in about 4 minutes.
We will.
I just gotta find my arrow and get the cart loaded, and here we go.
Parfouvelons.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Chiampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Chiampa Radio. Flashback.
What you're about to see is the world's most revolutionary telephone switching invention. We call it Super Switcher. It has almost no moving parts, yet handles 4 times more calls than its predecessor. It required an investment of $400 million, but should ultimately save $1 billion a year. And soon, every major American area will have one. Looks dull, eh?
Well, imagine that each of these cars is a long-distance call. This new invention can handle over 500,000 an hour. That's 5 days traffic on a busy Los Angeles freeway. Super Switcher.
It should go a long distance to prevent traffic jams on your long-distance calls.
The Bell System. People using technology to help keep down costs and improve service. Keeping your phone system the best in the world.
Chocolate.
Peanut butter.
Hey,
you got your chocolate and my peanut butter.
You got peanut butter on my chocolate.
What?
Delicious. Two great tastes that taste great together. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Real milk chocolate delicious peanut butter.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
And Reese's Crunchy Peanut Butter Cups topped with chopped peanuts.
You're listening to Chiampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.
I'm Kate Clinton, and while I can joke about the political state of our country, it's no laughing matter what Congress could do to our civil rights. An informed community is a strong community. That's why I'm inviting you to tune in to this station to hear This Way Out, the international lesbian and gay radio magazine.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Welcome back. Stay tuned for Anthony's Crazy Florida News next. But first, I want to tell you, thank God it's Monday. And, according to www.nationaldaycalendar.com, today is National Spanish Pala Day, and oh look, that's just fine, it's National Joe Day. Well, Joe, you really need to talk up. The rest
yes,
of you
I
go
do.
Grab your bongs, bitches, so we can start Anthony's Crazy Florida News. Take it away, Anthony.
Oh, thanks, Betty. That was awesome. That was absolutely awesome.
No problem, Anthony.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host.
Oops. There we go. I was just throwing the wrong cards in left and right. All right, hold on. We need to access the database. Let me find my new script. I need a touch screen. That's really what I need. I need a touch screen.
Yes.
I do.
Touch screen carts.
Touch screens, yes. All right.
But you can still get into the same issues with touch screens, so I don't think that's going to save you.
Well, maybe. I don't know. All right. So anyway, so let's start our first Florida news story of the night. There seems to be an increased number of news stories about Floridians behaving badly with firearms. And our first story of the night isn't breaking our streak. My first story comes from the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office police blotter. It tells us of a man with a Nissan, a Glock 17, and a death wish. He spun the wheel of stupidity.
Yes.
The wheel of stupidity. Alrighty, so get this. Alright, so on March 19th, 2017, at approximately 11:50 in the evening, a deputy was traveling eastbound on Highway 4 in his Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office marked vehicle with a second deputy several car lengths behind him. A gray Nissan Versa approached them at a high rate of speed in the lane next to the first deputy, and they maintained half the car length distance behind the first deputy's vehicle while traveling eastbound. The second deputy observed the driver, Nico, roll down the window and extend his arm out the window, forming his fingers of the shape of a gun and mimic firing at the lead deputy's vehicle. He then observed Nico bring his arm back into the vehicle for a brief moment and then extend his arm back out of the vehicle while actually holding a black semi-automatic firearm. Nico was not very brighto. Nico pointed the firearm at the deputy's vehicle, and the second deputy immediately notified the lead vehicle about the incident. A traffic stop was conducted, and deputies found a Glock 17 on the floorboard with a round in the chamber and no magazine attached. The magazine was located in the glove compartment. The idiot probably didn't even know he had a round in the chamber. Nico was taken into custody without incident and appeared to be under the influence of alcohol. Gotta love that wheel of alcohol. A DUI unit responded to the scene and conducted a DUI investigation. Nico was arrested for aggravated assault with a firearm on a law enforcement officer, carrying a concealed firearm, and driving under the influence. Yes, yes, exactly. I don't think it told us what the bail was. But I'm sure it was very... I don't know if there was no bail. In fact, no, there's...
I don't think there was a...
No, yes. There's probably... He was not allowed... He's allowed no bail. No bail for you.
Direct to jail.
No bail for you.
Do not collect any money.
No monies.
Oh, my. I like fluffing a duck.
And thank you, Bill. I should have started the story with a Florida man. Did I start the story with a Florida man?
You could say a Florida
man. No, I didn't. I did not. I'm sorry. I can't do it on the next story. Okay.
Yes, you can. You could do it like this.
I can do it on the last story because... Hold on. Because it's a woman in the next story. But I've adjusted the third story to fit it. Okay. All right, so let's try this again. Guns. Floridians are obsessed with guns as our trend continues. Our next story comes from the Orlando Sentinel and tells us about a woman who shouldn't be in charge of any children. Abby, 30, and a 3-year-old child drove to the Good Shepherd Academy to pick up her son from school, a Volusia County Sheriff's Office spokesperson said. Abby got out of the car to walk around, leaving her 3-year-old child unsecured in the back seat with the rear passenger door propped open so she can watch the child. Abby told deputies that she was walking in the parking lot with other parents when she heard a loud bang, but didn't realize it was a gunshot. After checking on the child, she continued walking around the lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm following you.
You're following me. All right. So she's walking, loud bang. She continues walking.
Not bang ding ow.
Not bang ding ow. No ow. Just bang. Bang ding. All right. Okay. So she told them that she had told police officers that she had returned to the vehicle a second time, took the child from the back seat, and walked into the school to use the bathroom. When she returned to the vehicle, she heard the sound of glass crackling and realized that the front driver's side window was shattered.
Oh, my.
Yeah, she's really observant there. Abby walked to the front of the school to see if anyone had seen a person near her vehicle, and then walked back to the car a fourth time, and then finally noticed her gun on the front seat and not in the super secure, totally inconspicuous side pocket of the driver's side door where she had left it. The police were contacted. Deputies responded to the call about 3:45 in the afternoon and arrested Abby for child neglect. Abby told deputies that she usually keeps the gun locked in her trunk but left it in the door. Why was it in the door when you went to a school? Abby's boyfriend came to the school to pick up her son and the 3-year-old boy, and no children at the school were injured due to this moron's negligence. The relationship between Abby and the 3-year-old is unknown at the time of the story. Yeah.
Gun-toting people it just amaze me, especially on this level.
There are, and I'm not saying that all gun carriers are irresponsible, but unfortunately there are a lot of irresponsible gun carriers. All right.
Sexy.
As you can tell by the music, our last story of the evening brings you your weekly dose of Florida nakedness. Tonight, from the Bradenton Herald. A Florida man, Jacob, 20, was arrested on March 4th for 3 counts of exposure of sexual organs and was released on bonds totaling $1,500. You're giggling way too much with that one. yeah, exactly. On March 14th, Jacob was arrested again and charged with an additional count of exposure of sexual organs. He was released the following day on a $500 bond. So far he's been arrested twice now, and now he's been released. So it's catch and release. Jacob was arrested on Tuesday morning and charged with yet another crime of exposure of sexual organs. He's being held at the Sarasota County Jail on a $25,000 bond after another victim came forward. Alleged victim told deputies that Jacob followed her into the parking lot of a Super Target in Sarasota. The victim first thought he was looking for a parking spot, but as the woman was loading her groceries into the trunk of her vehicle, Jacob stopped alongside her and said, Excuse me. Can you help me? When the victim looked into the car, the woman noticed Jacob was not wearing any pants, no más pantalones, and he was masturbating. If anyone believes they may be a victim, which I have a feeling you would know if you were a victim. But if you strongly believe you were a victim and not just entertained by Jacob's exposure, you are being asked to contact the Sarasota County or the Manatee County Sheriff's Office. And that is it for your crazy Florida news.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Shyampa Radio. Before we get started with the plethora discussion segment, did you know that you too can hang out with these two idiots and be a part of the studio experience? Give us a call now at 813-327-8566. But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because our two lovable stoners are going to start blabbering on about this or that. Hold on. Here it comes. Woohoo. The plethora discussion segment. Woo-hoo! Take it away, guys.
Hey, thank you, Betty.
Oh, my goodness. I think I'm
well, folks. Yeah, yeah. Guess what? It's time for Two for Monday. It's hashtag things I hide from, and the Twitter craze of Fetty Wap.
All right, yeah, the things I hide from, we'll scrape that surface. But this Fetty Wap thing, I think we're going to have to go deeper into because I'm not very familiar with this at all. However, yes, and if you want to join in, again, as Betty tells you, 813-327-8566, phone lines are wide open.
Chickens.
And there are chickens in the studio. There are always chickens in the studio.
So what do we want to dwell? Do we want to continue dwelling into Fetty Wap, or do we just want to continue rolling on?
Well, no, let's start with things I hide from. You know, it's two for Monday. So things I hide from. Tell us Monday.
Apparently, this is the latest hashtag going on.
Okay.
And actually, the latest post is 17 hours ago.
Oh wow.
It's a GIF of Homer Simpson, like just plowing himself deep into the bushes, hiding away from his responsibility.
Okay.
So that's one of the things that I hide from hashtag. Another one is this dog with a spider. Which, I don't know, I just kind of scroll on over. I just kind of hide from those things.
Okay.
Now, the next one is kind of funny. It's people hiding from people inside of, like, computer monitors, closets, chalkboards.
Oh, see, I'm seeing a scale that says LOL. I see an angry cat. I see someone peeking over a fence. I see a cat in the box.
Oh, I see the scale that says LOL. I see the cat in the box. Yeah, so... You know, these are all the things I Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yes, see.
Although that looks like a Keeping Up Appearances piece, but who knows?
That could be. All right.
So
things I hide from.
Yeah.
The cleaning crew. The cleaning crew is not in there, but that's definitely someone that I hide from on a regular basis because that's you know, without question.
We're not there yet, are we? No.
No. We still have some time, but I see them. One of them walked past the window and started staring at me.
Did they see my wrappers on the ground? Sorry about that, guys.
No, they did not. I kind of picked them up ahead of time because it was kind of getting some roaches in here. And it's Florida, and them things are the size of a Buick. So, you know, I try to pick up when I can, you know. But no, they're vacuuming the control room right now. And they're starting to get, they're giving me these looks. One of them pointing at the control board right now and saying, screaming. She's screaming something, but I can't hear her. So if we go dead for a few moments, that's why.
Is she looking at the blinky blinky light?
She's looking at the blinky light. Hopefully she doesn't Hopefully she does not push the chicken blinky light, and then we'll have to then Betty will have us. We'll just leave it for Betty in the morning. Poor Betty. She always gets the bum round.
So stressed out.
Yeah, you are. We make you clean the studio in the morning. Which I don't know what happens. I don't.
Because
they come in, they clean at 9 o'clock at night every night, and then I don't know what happens between like 9 and like 6:30. But apparently there's some partying going on in here.
Well, I think there's like a rave thing that.
Well, it's just upfront soul, and that's not even in studio. I mean, that's a satellite feed.
Yeah, but they turn the speakers off. They bring their own shit in.
I guess something happens. You know. My goodness, we got it.
Betty's got speakers.
We got to stop renting out. We got to stop renting out the conference room.
I mean, you've got Blenda, and you know she's got some dim-witted friends that she invites
over. She didn't show up for work today. I don't know where the hell she's at, but she didn't show up today. It was like I got to the studio this afternoon, and the door's locked, the lights are off. Like, who the fuck's been here all day? Because, you know, Betty, she doesn't leave. She stays, she's self-contained. She doesn't go anywhere. So it's like, what the hell? And I open the door, and there's mail piled up everywhere. I don't know where she's at. I don't know. There's some cryptic message on the voicemail, but something about shoes and hats and trains and automobiles. So what's going on with Fetty Wap?
Well, have you ever heard of Fetty Wap?
No. So you're going to have to start. I'm a white cracker in the South. You're going to have to start from the beginning. Give me a Cliff's Note version.
All right. From the very basics, Fetty Wap seems to be a young urban hip hop artist.
Okay.
He is African American. He likes to wear a pendant with the numbers 1738. And he has curly dreads, and one of his eyes is damaged, and so he keeps it hidden from view, or he closes it, or it's kind of creepy.
Interesting.
But I have no idea what happened other than he was robbed of his chain and cash in his hometown of Paterson, New Jersey.
No, did these numbers mean anything?
I have no fucking clue. That is his handle on Twitter, FettyWap1738. And you can go there and look it up for yourself.
Well, he clearly wasn't born in 1738.
No. But it's just a crazy-ass eye. And, you know, social media, man, is so fucking reactionary. It's not even funny.
People in general are just reactionary. The whole planet is just reactionary. You know, there's
it's
no...
Just like, if it doesn't affect me, but it offends me, I'm going to complain about it. Like, the leggings issue on United's Buddy Pass.
Oh, that was system. So blown out of proportion.
Oh, God. It's like, hey, you know, there's policies in place. Inform the people that are traveling that this is what you need to wear.
Exactly. And you know what? It's the airline. It's the airline's policy. And the girls didn't have a problem. They were fine with it, and they went, and they changed, and they got on the flight, and everything was fine. So why the hell? I mean, the girls were fine with it. It United policy. Or was it United? It was American. Who was it?
United. United. It was United. Yeah. But, you know, this is like saying, hey, everybody, social media is now the thing to just totally disrupt for no good reason.
Totally disrupt.
Yep.
Totally. So,
United was kind of slow, but, you know, you can't, sometimes you just don't react fast enough because it's like, shit, you got a million other things going on, and all of a sudden you got this shit popping up.
Yes. Yes, very much so.
And if you've got something that you'd like to pop up, give us a call at 813-327-8566. We'll talk about it on the air.
Oh, no, exactly. Exactly. So, so bubble wrap, Facebook algorithms, are you going to touch on that? Or are we going to go into your M&Ms?
You know, we can kind of merge it all into one. Basically, Facebook algorithms really do bubble wrap us into select conversations of things that we appeal to. I mean, you're not going to like something that you hate, are you?
Not necessarily.
Right. So why would, you know, I guess it's natural in the evolution of communication is that this now becomes a segmented society even within the same system of society.
Definitely.
And, you know, speaking of segmenting, gosh, those M&Ms, the almonds were awesome.
Were they?
Yes, they fantastic. Were delicious.
Oh, good.
I highly recommend, but you know, I highly recommend that you don't eat the bag all in one sitting or even in one day.
No, because it'll probably give you the shits and fill your house with chicken. Oh, my goodness. Poor Joe. But,
thank God I'm going bowling tonight after the show, folks.
Maybe that's why they're giving me dirty looks. Maybe they were over there cleaning your studio before they got to mine. Oh, boy. All right. Okay. So, let's do this. We got this.
But anyways, I'm part of a restaurant bowling league. And so right after the show, I'll be leaving to participate in that.
Joe will be bowling.
Over at Waveland Bowl, over on Waveland and Addison.
There you go.
The Grand City of Chicago.
There you go. See? Go see Joe do some bowling tonight. There you go. So yes. And
focus on the middle triangle.
Exactly. And if you're not going to see Joe because you shit the bed, or if it sounds like someone you know did, call a doctor so he can prescribe you not shit at all anymore.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is this a pill or is this a shot?
I don't know. I think it's a pill. I think it's a pill of some sort. Some pill.
Binds you up overnight.
Binds you up overnight. Yeah, like super binding. You won't shit the bed anymore, like Bernie Sanders, who shit the bed and keeps shitting the bed. Jesus Christ! I'm so saddened. But
I guess I just don't really care anymore.
I'm kind of at that point too.
Ooh, did I get a message from a listener?
Did you get a message from a listener? What just happened?
Oh, the listener asks, is Not Shit At All Anymore from the same makers of Fuck It All?
Yes, yes. They come from the subsidiary of Fuck It All.
Yes. Subsidiaries.
So you can get your Fuck It All and your Not Shit At All Anymore XL from the same pharmacy using your Fuck It All coupons. And I recommend you leave before the ugly lights turn on if you're taking Fuck It All and Not Shit At All Anymore.
XL,
because you might be a bit of a wreck. All right, so here we go. Hey folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and yeah, now they're really giving me some dirty looks from the control room. And of course, you know, no mas pantalones. That probably has a lot to do with it too. But you know, fix the damn air conditioning in here, and I won't take my damn pants off. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
Oh, Joe. Yes. Thank
yes,
you,
Joe,
everyone,
there,
for
Joe,
tuning
Joe.
In to the show, Anthony's show on Cheyenne for Radio. Got nothing to do weekend afternoons? Check out my show, Weekend with Joe, where I tend to play nerdy science and some jazzy stuff from archive.org and Radio 4, the numeral 4, all.net. You can catch Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern.
Yes, hold on. Now we'll continue after I take a quick drink of water. Hey, Joe. Don't
yes,
forget.
Anthony.
I don't know why that Hey Joe in there is in there. Okay. Don't forget, you can make your morning more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty. She has questionably awesome programming from archive.org and radioforall.net combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. Then, on your drive home, you can catch Traffic with Toppers weekday afternoons from 3:30 to 7:30 Eastern. Gil dusts off, four toppers, right? Gil dusts off the most obscure music and combines it with his own brand of comedy to make your ride home more enjoyable.
Wow, so much awesome programming. You won't find this stuff on mainstream media, folks.
Never.
Because they're boring.
They are.
Oh, and hey, be sure you tune in to our 24-hour internet station, Cheyampa Radio, anytime on your mobile, your tablet, your silica phone. Visit us at www.cheyampa.info. CHIAMPA.info. We have the most current and up-to-date broadcast schedule, and you can keep track of the Joe and Anthony show notes. Also, make sure you follow us on facebook.com/Cheyampa Radio. And also at Twitter at Cheyampa Radio.
Ah, yes. Wow.
Continue banter.
There you go. Continue banter. And see, and here we go.
So we keep to the time, and I love it. That's awesome.
We try. That client, we've had some dropout issues tonight at times.
Uh-oh, did we?
Yeah, so this client may be something we may not be able to use.
Oh, no.
We can try it. We'll try it another time. We'll try it next Monday and see. They weren't bad.
You did not drop out at all.
They were not bad. They were not bad issues. But every now and then, you just kind of would kind of like wander off. But we can try it next week and see how well that does. So, excuse me. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next Monday, I think. Check out our blog at www.chiampa.info to stay on top of our current and latest programming changes. And remember, folks, don't leave your 3-year-old and the family gun while exposing yourself in a Target parking lot while packing your bulge waiting for an X-ray. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for an old episode of This Way Out with a U.
Boom chakalaka. Good night, T.
Look, see, we're even done before we've run out of time.
Oh, my God. It's like, end. Bye, folks.
Bye.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Cheyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.